Okay, the topic of my talk is family history of diabetes is linked to more awareness and less fatalism, but no difference in physician counseling behavior among minorities with high diabetes risk. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Ashley Fox, Annie Lee, our project manager, who successfully made through the Market Street. And our PI, Carol Horowitz. And I have no relationships to disclose. Just to give you a background of where the study took place, and this is a map of Manhattan, and our participants come from East Harlem, the circled area called East Harlem neighborhood. It's one of the 40 plus neighborhoods in New York City. To give you some background, East Harlem has the highest diabetes mortality rate in New York City compared to 41 other neighborhoods, according to New York City Government Department of Health community profiles. Family history significantly increased the chance of diabetes, which we're talking about type 2 diabetes. According to literature, family history may lead patients to be fatalistic about their ability to prevent diabetes onset. According to CDC's diabetes prevention program results, they suggest physicians should counsel overweight patients differently based on their family history. We have three objectives. One is to assess overweight adults' perceived risk for diabetes. And secondly, to compare perceived risk between people with and without family history of diabetes. And thirdly, and most importantly, to assess whether or not the physician's counseling is different based on their family history. So this data is collected as part of a randomized controlled trial in testing behavioral intervention to prevent diabetes. We used the CBPR approach and consented surveyed 641 adults from East Harlem who are overweight with a BMI of greater or equal to 25 who don't have a known history of diabetes. Our main predictor is family history, and we have three outcomes. One is fatalism, which is measured by if you're going to get diabetes, there's not much you can do about it, and strongly disagree to strongly agree 4-point scale. And second is risk perception, and then advice participants received from their primary care physician regarding their weight, diet, and exercise. We use t-test, chi-squares to compare people with and without family history of diabetes, and multivariate models, logistic regression, to assess the relationship between family history and all the three main outcomes of interest. This is the basic demographics. On average, our 641 participants are 44 years of age. 84% are female and 75% are Hispanic. Compared to these two groups, with and without family history, there's no difference on age, gender and race, as well as their BMI. And you will see on the next slide also income. But what's different between people with family history with and without are people with family history are more likely to be not married, U.S. born, current smokers, and with high school education. And also they're more likely to possess some type of health insurance. And the employment is marginally different. For perceived risk factor, perceived federalism, as we talked about in the message, it's measured by asking if you're to get diabetes, there's nothing you can do about it. And 44% of people with family history strongly agree with this statement. And compared to people without family history, 53% strongly agree to this statement. And this is statistically significant. But when we go into the multivariate model and controlling with other factors that's also related to fatalistic thoughts, and it turns out that being U.S. born and have a high school education confounding the effect on family history to fatalistic perception. We didn't do this multivariate analysis at the time of the abstract submission, so that's why the title is not reflecting this results totally. Then come to our second outcome, which is risk perception of diabetes. When we ask people if you can name three most important risk factors that you can think of for diabetes, what are they? And as you can see from the last two columns here, almost 23% of the entire group couldn't name even one of the risk factors. And of the risk factors, other participants named are unhealthy eating habits, being overweight and obese, and having a family history, and the third one is not enough exercise. As you can see, on average 67% named unhealthy eating as a risk factor, and 47% named being overweight and obese. And the other is not enough exercise. That's around 37% on average. Of these three identified risk factors, there's no statistical significance between people with family history and people without family history. But for identifying family history as a risk factor, people who really have a family history were more likely to identify this as a risk. That's 35% versus 28%. And we also put the other factors such as U.S. born, have a high school education, income, into multivariate logistic regression to see if family history still stay in as a significant factor. And it turns out having high school education also mitigates the effect on family history in identifying family history as perceived risk. Here I'll show you the last and the most important finding, which is physicians counseling with are the advices that physicians gave to their patients. There are three of them, three of them. One is lose weight. And the next is eat healthy and being active. So unfortunately, family history, having a family history didn't affect physician's counseling at all in terms for these three advices they give to their patients. What's being significant are physicians give female more likely to give female patients than to male patients that they need to lose weight, eat healthy, and be active. And also to people who have a BMI greater or equal to 30, being obese. So our conclusions are that overall rate of risk perception is low, and to recognize family history as a risk factor is even lower at 32%. The second is people with family history were marginally better able to identify family history as a risk. Thirdly, and most importantly, we found, based on patient report, physicians didn't adjust their counseling based on whether or not an individual had a family history of diabetes. So the strengths and limitations, this is mostly based on how the study was done and where it was done. The study population is from East Harlem, New York City, urban, predominantly Latino, low-income, underserved, and hard-to-reach community. And this could be both strengths and the limitation of the study. And perceived risk factors may help with identify intervention strategies, meaning given the overall low rate of perceived risk factor, we can be doing some kind of interventions, meaning in educating people in this kind of set community to improve their knowledge and try to prevent diabetes. The limitation, the most important limitation I would say, is family history and physician devices are based on participants' report. One of the reasons I say this is we saw that people with higher education are more likely to report their family history. So we're still trying to figure out maybe some of the people with the lower education, they were not either not aware or with some barriers, they couldn't convey the message in during the surveys about their family history. Do they have a family history or not? And physician advice. So this is just participant report, not necessarily from the physician's view. So this could be an underreport that we have no way to know. The implications are physicians should counsel eliciting family history of diabetes with overweight patients, and tailored counseling should carry out to engage them in diabetes prevention activities. Their take-home message is so much to do and with little time, so let's start with basics to prevent as early as possible. And with that said, I'd like to acknowledge our Community Action Board and our project team and also our funder. And thank you.
Thank you very much.